یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، بلا جان کیا جام مومنہ یا عالم، بلا جان کیا جا مومنہ یا عالم، تیرا کیف خوش خرام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر، مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر، ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، مدینہ 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 مدینہ، بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ، نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چہوگی، نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چہوگی، جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، مدینہ 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 مدینہ، بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ، سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو، سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو، سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے، ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے، جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاة والسلام علی سیدنا المصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. ریسپیکٹڈ علماء کرام اینڈ برادرز اینڈ آلسو سم سسٹرز ہو می بی لسننگ اوور دی ریسیورز, the whole purpose of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's i'tikaf in the month of Ramadan, sometimes 10 days, sometimes 20 days, and sometimes even 30 days, was for the search of Laylatul Qadr. So if a person is in the masjid, then he will get Laylatul Qadr. If a person is in i'tikaf, or he is in the masjid, not making sunnat i'tikaf, but nafil i'tikaf, and he's spending the nights in the masjid, then one of the nights will be Laylatul Qadr. So if he makes sincere tawbah and he just engages himself a little in ibadat, then he will get the taste of Laylatul Qadr. When we were young at school, in those days we didn't even know what Laylatul Qadr was, what big nights and big days were. We didn't have anybody to really guide us. The language that was spoken in the bayans was the Urdu language, and we did not understand the language. So we used to just go, sometimes accompanying the parent or the father or uncle or someone to the masjid, and then we heard that there is something like Laylatul Qadr, and we used to return home. For half the time we used to be outside. Why? Because we didn't understand what the virtue of Laylatul Qadr was. But how fortunate are you young friends of mine that in these days you have the literature in English which informs you about what Laylatul Qadr is. Then you have this type of environment where you can comfortably fit in and engage yourself in a little bit of ibadat, zikr, tilawat, and then get the taste and the enjoyment of Laylatul Qadr, that experience of Laylatul Qadr, which so many have written to me after the past 2-3 years of their sitting. That's a kind of experience which we read in the Hadith Kitabs, which we read in the commentaries, of how suddenly the person breaks down. He can sense that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, the angels which he had dispersed, who are shaking hands with those who are engaged in dua, zikr, tilawat, namaz. So those angels are shaking hands. And that saliva sometimes turning sweet. Now these are different experiences of different people. And we've got no reason to disbelieve them, because it is the truth. There is an experience, there is a kayfiyat, there is a kind of a feeling, there is a taste, there is an enjoyment, there is ecstasy. Forget all these ecstasy tablets. This ecstasy tablet, it just takes you on a high for a little while and then takes you down the gutter. But if you get this ecstasy and joy and happiness finding Laylatul Qadr, then it takes you higher and higher and higher. And it gives you such kind of intoxication, which the people of the world who take intoxicants, they haven't even enjoyed. They don't even know what the taste of that intoxicant is. What do the drinkers of wine and the takers of ecstasy and the takers of mandrakes and cocaine know about the ecstasy and the joy and the happiness that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives in the hearts of young people when they make sincere tawbah from sins, and when they just take that pain on their hearts, that never mind, let the world say what they like. They can call us orthodox, they can call us old-fashioned, they can call us conservative, they can call us everything. But if I am enjoying that experience, if I am having that happiness in my heart, If I am enjoying that contentment, if I am enjoying that peace and sukoon, then why must I worry about what the others think of me? If a person is a millionaire, he's got a million with him. And he's got a luxurious home, he's got a very beautiful car, he's got a big bank balance. But somebody keeps pointing finger at him. You see, that person there is a battler, is a beggar, or he doesn't have any money. He's a broke Johnny, they call him. So now what must he worry if they call him all that? He's got everything. So if they call us orthodox, they call us old-fashioned, they call us conservative or whatever they call. But if by restraining ourselves from haram, restraining ourselves from sins, and engaging ourselves a little in some ibadat, zikr, tilawat, fulfilling the rights of people, then enjoying the good food, wearing good clothes, traveling in good cars, staying in a good home, nothing wrong with that. But then when this person will get that sweetness, then he is not going to bother about what people's comments are, because he's enjoying that sweetness. Now if a person is enjoying a sweet mango, and somebody tells him, no, the mango that you are sucking is very, very sour, throw it away. Why must he throw it away? He'll say, well, probably you want me to throw it away because you'll pick it up and then start sucking it. So I am enjoying the sweetness of the mango. Why must I throw it away? Why I'm explaining you these things is that every day now I'm getting letters. There's one young brother who is sitting here in this majlis. I won't take his name. But just yesterday he gave me a letter in where he says that after sitting in your company in the majlises and all that, he says, I feel as if one tap has opened up of noor in my heart. Young person. Sometimes I just feel like asking certain young boys to stand up and say, look at this young boy from the university and look at the dramatic changes in his life and ask him now which was better, the life of sin and vice and zina, or this life in which you've got peace, happiness, contentment, satisfaction. It's not that your life becomes boring. How can life become boring when Allah Ta'ala comes into the heart? Allah Ta'ala saves us from a life of misery, pain. Yes, bodily suffering and physical ailments and poverty and torn clothes and living in hut has got nothing to do with inner peace and happiness and contentment. How many of them we see that after hard work, they put one brick under their head and they've gone off to sleep and they're snoring in the hot sun, and the other person has got air conditioner on and has got the mattresses which they say promises you sleep but keeps them awake. And that person, after eating, he dips some brown bread in sugar water, puts a brick under his head and he's gone off to sleep. Sukoon. So it's a condition of the heart. And Allah Ta'ala creates that condition. He's the giver of happiness. He's the creator of sadness and sorrow and grief. If Allah Ta'ala wants to create grief and sorrow and pain, then within seconds it is created. Within seconds, a person is smiling, dancing, jumping, laughing, and on the stages of the world he's performing. And just one slip and finished. Person's skull is cracked or somebody put a bullet through him and finished. So Allah Ta'ala is the creator of happiness, he is the creator of sorrow and grief. But Allah Ta'ala has promised, Allah Ta'ala has made a promise in the Quran Sharif to both male and female that whoever does righteous deeds, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give that person fala nuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyiba, a very pleasant life, a very beautiful life. And that life has got nothing to do with how much of wealth you have or you don't have. You can have plentiful and you can still have that life, and you can have nothing and you can still have that life. So this Mubarak nights of this last 10 nights, You are very fortunate that in this young age, most of you, you are attending these type of programs. Otherwise, where did people really bother about sitting this part of the night in such large numbers in a masjid to get the experience of Laylatul Qadr? Now, we don't know which night it is, but every night we must search. And the night that the person will have the yaqeen that this is Laylatul Qadr, inshallah Allah Ta'ala will make that night for him. Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, so forgiving. So we will read Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's Tu ho kisi bhi hal mein Mawla se law lagaye ja. You have heard it many times, but that is the purpose of these sayings and poetry of the Ahlullah, that we keep on reading it. What page is it now? Since you can't find that one, we'll read Muraqabah Maut. It seems that Allah Ta'ala wanted me to read Muraqabah Maut because that is what was announced to. Because that's the only break on sins. Why we should remember death in abundance? So that we put a break on sins. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to remember death in abundance. And the Ummah has also been asked to do that. Now, if you go to a psychiatrist, psychologist, I don't know what titles they have, but if you ask them, they say, no, that's one thing you mustn't do, think of death. Because that's a negative attitude. Now, if you're going to think of death, then how are you going to make progress in life? And this is the truth that one person was told by one psychologist, was that you mustn't think of death. Because when you're going to think of death, it's negative attitude. And you can't make progress in life after that. Because you have to run your business, you have to do your profession, you have to do so many things in life. Now, if you're going to think of death, then you'll say, what's the sense of going to the shop now? Death is going to come, so I'd rather stay at home now. You have to go to college, university, say, why should I go to college, university? Because death is going to come, so I'd rather stay at home. So that is a misunderstanding. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, how many times you have heard that more than two-thirds of the then known world was under his control. Now, can a person who is thinking of death, and we say it's negative, can he be Amirul Mumineen ruling over such a vast territory, and then he's implementing all the different legislation and establishing so many different departments? Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was Khalifa. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There were so many others who ruled over vast territories, and we get so much in the field of politics, in the field of science, in the field of technology of those days, whatever it was. But in every field the Muslims were progressing. But who they were? They were those people who were thinking abundant of their death. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, read his history. Read the history of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu when he used to go to the graveyard. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu when he used to go to the graveyard, his beard used to get wet with his tears. And yet they were ruling over such vast territories. So it's not that it prevents you from making progress in life. Yes, what it does prevent you from is committing sins. That the person believes that if I'm in my profession, I'm doing a thing in a halal way, I'm running a business, massive business, or I'm in science and technology, and I'm engaged in some research, but Islamically permissible, or engaged in any other activity which is Sharia compliant, and if my death has to come, so there's nothing wrong, Allah Ta'ala will be pleased that I wasn't engaged in any sin. That's all. But if he's tempted to sin, then that death will be a break, remembrance of death. That what if my death comes in zina? Don't we read in the newspapers and listen how many times that the person was with his girlfriend somewhere and somebody shot them? The person was courting somewhere, they were sitting and enjoying themselves, and suddenly there was a hijack, or a, or in other places, Allah forbid, Allah must protect us from being in such places where people have lost their lives in prostitute quarters, escort agencies. Haven't we read? So now, if those people had this fear in their heart that sudden death mustn't overtake me in this kind of an action, so then it would have been the break. One friend of mine is also sitting in this majlis here. He tells me, Maulana, after listening to your talks, I gave up all my bad habits. But one day, one of my friends said, no, just join me to the casino. You don't have to gamble, but you just join me. So he says he went there, and the next thing, suddenly it flashed across his mind, that same, oh Allah, don't let my death be in a casino or a disco. And he made some excuses of stomach ache or what, I don't know, and he dashed out from there. So what was it? Another brother tells me he went to buy a lotto ticket. And whilst he was there, suddenly the thought came that Maulana said that even if I win 16 million or 26 million, I won 16 or 26 million pigs. So he says, I walked out from there. So this is what we mean. That this death becomes like a break, this remembrance of death. And that's all remembrance is required, which forms a barrier between the person and his sins, that it doesn't allow him to commit sins. So now what is difficult in that? And the person will find peace. If a person has committed theft, then he doesn't get sleep, he's always in fear. If the person has committed murder, then he doesn't get sleep, he's in fear. If the person has committed some other crime, then he can't be at ease. He thinks someday the police will catch up with him. But if the person hasn't committed any crime, then what is there to fear? Then he sleeps peacefully. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us that realization. Very good. Those people on there. Those brothers who are outside, if you wish to come inside, come inside. What's the problem? And the downstairs, have you got the thing off?
That thing goes off.
Put it off.
Switch, yeah. There is a switch down.
Don't disturb them downstairs. Lower the volume. So such part of it we will read again. Marna hai aakhir maut hai. Kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. Instead of that, we will read Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai. Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai. Ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai. Ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. Yahan har khushi hai mubaddal basad gham. Yahan har khushi hai mubaddal basad gham. Jahan shadiyan thi wahi ab hai matam. Yahan har khushi hai mubaddal basad gham. Jahan shadiyan thi wahi ab hai matam. Ye sab har taraf in qilabat alam. Ye sab har taraf in qilabat alam. Teri zaat hi mein taghayyur hai har dam. Jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai. Ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. This world is not a world that you give your heart to. It's not a place to give the heart. The heart is for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This world is a means of getting to the akhirat. We make use of it as a means. It's not something that you give your heart to. People nowadays give their heart to their cars, to their homes, to their properties, to their bank balances. Anything that has got a little bit of attachment to him as his belonging, then he gives his heart to it. If there's a slight loss in it, then it is as if it's the end of life, because he has given his heart. The attachment with the world must be like two pages stuck very, very lightly with glue. Like some of the envelopes that we get now, no matter how much you try to stick them, they just don't stick. Sometimes they call them self-sealing and sometimes they give it other names, but you still have to buy sellotape to seal it. It doesn't seal. Very light attachment. We must take a lesson from those envelopes, that our attachment with the dunya must be of that kind, that there is an attachment, but it must be very light, that you can just open it up and it doesn't even affect. That means if the angel of death comes and takes the person away, anytime, he's ready for that. That's the kind of attachment we must have. Because we know that we have to leave. There's nobody that has come here and is going to remain permanent. So when we got so much of evidence of people leaving and that we have to leave, so then why must we attach ourselves, give our hearts to it? The nightingale, it sings over the beautiful flower. Ye chaman sehra bhi hoga, ye khabar bulbul ko do, taake soch karke apni zindagi qurbaan kare. That this garden, there's going to be autumn that will come over it. So tell the nightingale that don't sing too much over the beauty of this flower, because it is going to wither and perish one day. So like that, don't give the heart to it. Keep the heart for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There will be some love, and that is because Allah Ta'ala has asked us to love our parents, our children, our wives, even the properties, but it must not supersede, it must not be dominant. The dominant love must be that of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So if the person has got that kind of attachment, then it is not going to be difficult when the angel of death will come. But if he doesn't have that kind of, but if he has an attachment of such a kind that the two pages are stuck with the glue or with bonding liquid, which makes it such that if you have to tear the, separate those pages, the pages will tear but not going to separate. So then that kind of attachment you must have with Allah Ta'ala, that no matter how much nafs and shaitan tries to separate this person from Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but the person says that, oh Allah, I will allow my heart to tear to pieces, but I don't want to separate from you. When this person will become like that, then see what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives him. Allah will give him dunya too, and he'll give him akhirat too. Allah will not deprive him of dunya. Hazrat Mullah Abrarul Haq Sahib Damat Barakatuh. One day one person told him, he says, Hazrat, aaj kal to ulama jo hai, wo hawai jahaz ka safar karte hai, aur murghiya khate hai. So he said, acha, to tum bhi maulvi ban jao, he said. On the one hand, you say, maulvi ban kar kya karega? To become maulvi, what will we do? And on the other hand, now you're saying that they're flying in aeroplanes and they're eating murghiya. So you also become maulvi then. But of course, I mean, if the person is a true alim, then most of them in their early days, Allah Ta'ala puts them through different trials and tests. So we must not look at the latter part of their lives when they start flying and eating chicken and roast, and when they start getting khadims to make their khidmat. We must not look at that. We must look at their early days, what they went through, what kind of sacrifices they made. So he says, yahan har khushi hai mubaddal basadham, that every happiness in this world is going to change with some kind of sorrow. It can't remain all the time. Har khushi hai mubaddal basadham, 100 kind of problems and worries. Jahan shaadiyan thi wahin ab hai matam, where there was a wedding, one marriage, and there was feasting, and there was enjoyment, and there was happiness, and there were garlanding, and they were putting perfume and decorating the halls, and there was 7 and 10 course meals. Wahin ab hai matam. After few days, few months, few years, in that same house we hear that that person's janaza is coming out. In those days, the janazas used to come out after 50 years of married life and 60 years of married life. These days, the janazas come out within days. So many janazas just within days. The person just gets married, and the next day we hear is gone. Next week we hear is gone. Next year we hear is gone. Or a few years' time we hear he left behind 2 little children, 3 little children, and is gone. So, jahan shaadiyan thi wahin ab hai matam. Ye sab har taraf inqilabat alam. Everywhere you look, there's changes, changes. We say that the woman just gave birth, and there's great excitement in the house. First child after 5 years, 10 years, there's great excitement. Like one woman gave birth, maybe after 10 or 15 years, so there was very great excitement in their home. So about 2 o'clock in the morning, they phoned me up. And they say, Molna, past 1 o'clock, if it was somewhere around there. They say, Molna, there's great excitement in our house because my wife gave birth after so many years. So now we are talking about what name to keep. So we just want to find out the meanings of a few names, or what's a good name that you suggest. I say, well, there may be great excitement in your house, but definitely not in my life. This part of the morning, definitely, there's no excitement at all. How can there be excitement and happiness in my life? 2 o'clock, somebody phones me up for a name. And then sometimes you give names, they say, no, but this one, this name, so and so got. This name, so and so got. We want some unique name. So one person, I gave so many different names. They said, no, this name, somebody else got. So I said, the only other name I know nobody got is Alu Piaj. That name I know, if you keep that, then that nobody has got. That will definitely be unique. So, jahan shaadiyan thi, wahin ab hai matam. Where there were marriages, weddings, feasting, celebration, wahin ab hai matam. Now they are crying. Janaza is going. Young person's janaza, mother's janaza, father's janaza, brother's, sister's janaza. So jagah ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai, ya ibrat ki jaa hai, tamasha nahi hai. Jagah ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai, ya ibrat ki jaa hai. Take lessons. From all the happenings around you, take lessons. Tamasha nahi. It's not a world of play and amusement. And the disbelievers, you will find that their whole life is nothing but amusement, play, entertainment. That is their life. Because this is Jannat for them. Now we want to take their Jannat. Whereas for us, Allah Ta'ala has got in Akhirat, ma la aynun ra'at, wa la uzunun samiat, wa la khatara ala qalbi bashar. So should we not be desirous, after a few years of life, everlasting happiness, joy, bliss, and even in this world, Allah Ta'ala gives one Jannat in the heart. There's no other way of putting it across to you. What words fail sometimes. Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says that when the fragrance of Allah Ta'ala's qurb and closeness comes, then the dictionaries of the world don't have words to describe that. How can a person describe it? A person hasn't tasted sugar and he does PhD on sugar. On the sweetness of sugar, will he get the taste? If he writes and writes and writes on sugar, but he hasn't tasted sugar, hasn't tasted anything sweet, You'll say, why taste it? Then you don't even have to do PhD on it. So Allah, I mean, I am also in search of it. Allah Ta'ala must give me also, give you also. But Allah, there is such a thing as sweetness of Iman, which Allah Ta'ala gives into the hearts of those believers who just make a little effort to restrain themselves from haram. Definitely, I agree with you, there is a lot of temptation around. But to keep saying that, well, how do we control our gaze? If somebody has to put a gun and say, if you cast a gaze at my daughter, then I will blow your head. Then see how the person lowers his gaze. If that person told him only for 50 meters you must, or 5 meters you must do that, then he'll make sure that he crossed another 5 meters more. Then how did he get the himmat to lower his gaze from haram? Yes, well, it's essential for professional reasons. Sometimes the person has to see a patient or something like that. That is a different thing. But I'm talking about the streets and the bazaars and marketplaces. That is where the halawat of Iman, it's a shops of sweetmeats that Allah Ta'ala has spread for us. Why should we complain that things are very difficult? If a person has got a sweet tooth and the first sweet shop is 1 mile away or 10 miles away, and suddenly after that he moved to another area where every second step there is a sweet shop. So he'll say, things became easy for me, now I can buy in every shop. So this lowering of gaze, Allah Ta'ala gives sweetness of Iman in the heart. So it means that Allah Ta'ala has spread so many sweet shops that you lower your gaze, I give sweetness of Iman in the heart. And after a period of time, it's not that one time you lower the gaze and another 100 times then after that you cast evil gaze and then say, I didn't get any sweetness in my heart. Over a period of time when the person does it, wallah, the person will get sweetness of Iman in his heart. Like zikrullah, it says, bring sweetness. So many Allah walas, Allah Ta'ala actually makes their saliva sweet and they don't need any sweetener after that when they are making zikr. Allah Ta'ala makes their saliva turn sweet. Now we will say that all these things are all just a fantasy world, but when thousands of people have experienced it, how can we call it fantasy world? So it says, jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai, ya ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. Inshallah, we will continue with that. Let us have a little bit of zikr and dua.
Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na taufeeq ae khuda de. تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو jaye jari Allahu Allah 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 Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hu Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hu Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon Mujhe bhi kuch fikr aakhirat ho bahut hi ghaflat shiar mein hu Mujhe bhi kuch fikr aakhirat ho bahut hi ghaflat shiar mein hu Raha main bekar zindagi bhar bas ab to mashghool-e-kaar mein hoon raha main bekar zindagi bhar bas ab to mashghool-e-kaar mein hoon oh allah all my life I remain a useless person now make me a useful person inshallah one of the other nights for my young friends I will explain the whole thing again Raha mein bekar zindagi bhar bas ab to mashghool-e-kaar mein hoon har dam karun main ae mere bari Allahu Allah 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 Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari Allahu Allah 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 Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi bahut hi ganda hai haal mera Oh Allah you know in what a dirty filthy condition my heart is Allah Ta'ala knows every vein in our body He knows the thoughts which cross our minds Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi bahut hi ganda hai haal mera gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai ruwan ruwan baal baal mera ye aakhri din ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے معال میرا، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو، کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو، تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو، بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو، واللہ you are aware that my life has been spent in sins. But O Allah, now I am seeking for you the tawfiq, then give me the tawfiq of doing good deeds. Each and every one of us must think of ourselves as the most sinful ones and don't think of others as sinful ones. بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو، رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 अल्लाह 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 जब सांस लो में हो जाए जारी अल्लाह 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 اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم الله يا رحيم يا كريم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, Oh my most forgiving Allah, Oh my compassionate, loving, caring Allah, Oh my dear beloved Allah, The Mubarak days of Ramadan which you blessed us with, O Allah, we show no appreciation for the days that have gone. O my Allah, our lifestyles did not change. O Allah, we spent so much of our time in sins, in vices and in evil. So much of our time was spent in useless and futile activity. O Allah, the Mubarak days came and the Mubarak nights came and they went. But O Allah, we did not make use of the golden opportunity that you gave to us to repent and turn towards you. But oh my beloved Allah, we have believed in you as a compassionate, loving, caring Allah. We have believed in you as a most forgiving Allah. Oh Allah, something that is dearly beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. Ya Allah, we are confessing before you that we are your most sinful servants on earth. But oh Allah, we have believed in you as a Kareem Allah. Kareem is the one who gives without a person even deserving. Ya Allah, we know we are not deserving of your rahmat because of our sins. But oh my beloved Allah, which other door is there for us that we can tap? Ya Allah, you are Kareem. You dearly love forgiveness. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. There is no other door for us besides your door. There is no other home for us besides your home. There is no other support for us besides your support. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ha, mere Allah, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. The world is unfaithful, O my beloved Allah. O Allah, there is no one for us in this world besides you. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, such a large crowd of young children, O my beloved Allah, youth. They have everything going for them, O Allah. They could have been in so many other places. Ya Allah, what has made them gather here? Except that they are hopeful of forgiveness. O Allah, they have come with great hope of your mercy and forgiveness. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. Oh my Allah, it is a shame and an embarrassment and a humiliation to beg of human beings. But oh my beloved Allah, to beg of you is an honor and a privilege for us. If we beg of human beings, they become angry and displeased. But if we beg of you, you become happy and pleased. If we don't beg of you, you become displeased. Ya Allah, therefore we are asking you, we are extending these begging bowls in this Mubarak night, O Allah. It's the 21st night of Ramadan. O Allah, our brothers have just got into i'tikaf. Mere Allah, Tu is Mubarak raat ko hum sab ki maghfirat kar de. O Allah, in this Mubarak night, forgive each and every one of us. We know that when we get forgiveness of our sins, then we will get everything of comfort and peace and happiness.
Ay Vira Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. We were deceiving ourselves and fooling ourselves if we thought that nobody was watching us when we were committing sins. For oh my beloved Allah, you were watching every move of ours. You could have seized us there and then. Oh Allah, so many people lost their lives in vice dens, in cinemas, in theaters, in discos, in prostitute quarters. Oh my beloved Allah, how kind and merciful you are that you did not seize us the moment we committed sins. Ya Allah, this Mubarak night, we are pledging to you, we do not want to return to those sins anymore. Oh my Allah, give us that taste and that enjoyment in our hearts that you give to your awliya-i siddiqeen. Oh Allah, that taste and that sweetness of iman which you give to your friends. Oh Allah, give us some taste of that, so that the hatred of sins come into our hearts. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan glorify sins in front of us. But oh Allah, if we get the sweetness of iman in our hearts, if we get the taste of your closeness and your ma'rifat, then oh my Allah, the hatred of sins will come in our hearts. Ya Allah, put the love of good deeds in our hearts and put the hatreds of sins in our hearts. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, forgive the sins of our ears, forgive the sins of our tongues, forgive the sins of our hands and feet, forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, oh my compassionate, kind, caring, loving Allah, bless us all with long life, our children with long life, the ummah with long life. Bless us with good health. Bless the entire ummah with good health. Bless us with physical health and spiritual health. Ya Allah, we are physically ill and spiritually ill. Ya Allah, bless us with physical health and spiritual health. Ya Allah, bless us all with prosperity. Bless us all with happiness. Bless us with contentment. Bless us with satisfaction. Bless us with prosperity. Ya Allah, bless us with protection. Bless us with security of our iman, security of our wealth, security of our homes, security of our properties. Oh my beloved Allah, security of our Islam. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with your closeness. Bless us with your ma'rifat. Bless us with your yaqeen. Bless us with your yaqeen. Allah, give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan want to drag us into the gutters. Oh Allah, nafs and shaitan has brought nothing but humiliation, disgrace, restlessness, anxiety and worries in the lives of people. Oh my beloved Allah, nothing else they have brought except misery in our lives. Ya Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Give us your bond, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, attach us so firmly and so strongly to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if nafs and shaitan try to separate us, then our hearts will tear to pieces, but oh Allah, they will not separate. Ay mere pyare khuda, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of ma'rifah. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties and problems, Ya Allah, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and get them out of their difficulties. Oh my beloved Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Oh Allah, those who have children, make the children obedient to you, to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to their parents. Ya Allah, attach and unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, Ramzan ka mubarak mahina hai. Ay Allah, 21st night, month of Ramadan. Ay mere pyare khuda, forgive each and every one of us. Ay mere Allah, the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering. Ay Allah, آج پوری دنیا کے اندر امت مسلمہ پریشان ہے. اے اللہ, ان کشمیر, ان چیچنیا, ان بوسنیا, ان پیلسٹائن, ان انڈیا, ان افغانستان, او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ, ان افریقہ, ان ایوری پارٹ آف دا ورلڈ, ان امریکہ اینڈ ان انگلینڈ, میرے اللہ, دا امت از گوئنگ تھرو ٹرائلز اینڈ ٹیسٹ. وی نو دیٹ اٹ از بیکاز آف اور سنز. But oh my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins. And you have blessed us with this month of Ramadan so that you may forgive sins. Ya Allah, if it was not your will and wish and desire to forgive the ummah, you would not have blessed us with this month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, this Mubarak night, Ya Allah, this part of the night we are extending our hands. Ya Allah, we have the weak and the feeble amongst us. We have little children amongst us. We have those whose hair has turned white due to old age amongst us. We have the sick and the weak amongst us. Ya Allah, this part of the night, Ya Allah, they all are raising their heads before you. Ya Allah, tu laaj rakh le. Ya Allah, tu hamari maghfirat kar de. Ya Allah, hum jaise bhi hai, hum tere bande hai. Whatever we may be, we are your slaves and servants, O my Allah. Ya Allah, hum jaise bhi hai, hum tere bande hai. Agar tu ne maaf nahi kiya, to tu bata ke hum gande jaye kaha. O my Allah, if you don't forgive, then who else is there that can forgive? Ey mere pyare Allah, open the floodgates of your rahmat for us. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us. Oh my Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat. Cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat. Allah, bless us all with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties and the problems of the entire ummah. Ya Allah, give hidayah to the enemies of Islam. Bless them with Islam and Iman. Allah, bless them with Islam and Iman. But oh Allah, if they have made up their minds that they are not going to accept this Mubarak deen of yours, and they are going to go out of their way to cause problems for the ummah, and to bring about destruction of the masajid of the ummah, and bring about destruction of the innocent women and children of the ummah, ey Allah, then you destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Shake the ground beneath their feet, O Allah. Cause the plains to crash in the mountains, O Allah. Send gale force winds and flood waters against them. Ey mere Allah, assist and help the Muslim Ummah. Mere pyare Khuda, hum sab ko ek bana de aur nek bana de. Ya Allah, we are weak, give us strength. O Allah, we are sick and ailing, give us health. Ey mere pyare Khuda, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Ya Allah, in whatever difficulty, whatever problem, any person may be, remove the difficulties. Ya Allah, our students who have written examinations or still writing, Ya Allah, bless them with success in their examinations. Ya Allah, make them assets for our ummah. Ey mere pyare Khuda, tu unko kamyabi naseeb farma. Protect them from all the fitnas at the schools and colleges and universities. Ey mere pyare Allah, unko maabaap ki aankho ki thandak bana de. Make them the coolness of the eyes of the parents. Mere pyare Allah, save us from committing adultery, from fornication, from stealing, from fraud. O Allah, protect us from all sins and all vices and all evil. Give us the tawfiq to make namaz 5 times a day, to fast in this month of Ramadan, to give zakat if due, and to go for hajj if farz. Ya Allah, forgive the sins that we have committed from the time we became of age up till now. And the life which is remaining, O Allah, the life which has melted and gone, it's gone. We cannot bring back a single second from that life. Allah, the past is already the past. And as we speak, O Allah, it's already gone into the past. Allah, the future is unknown to us. O my beloved Allah, therefore whatever life is left, give us the tawfiq of doing those things which are pleasing to you. Bless us with the best of both worlds. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Ay Allah, the day is going to come when we have to leave this world. Young children, oh my beloved Allah, young people are leaving this world. We do not know when our time will come. Allah, one day our janazah will also proceed towards the graveyard. Allah, those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Forgive their sins, oh Allah. Oh Allah, in this Mubarak month, forgive their sins. And Allah, when our time of departure comes from this world, then don't let the angel of death find us in a disco or a cinema or a theater or a casino or in adultery or fornication or stealing or committing fraud or in any kind of sin. Ya Allah, let our death be in a state that you are pleased with us. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. Ay mere pyare Allah, Madina Sharif mein shahadat ki maut naseeb farma. Bless us with real in Jannatul Baqi. Ey Allah, ey mere pyare Allah, at the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let our soul depart. Mere pyare Khuda, don't let our death come in any haram action or deed. Ey Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for us his entire life. He cried so much for us. that his beard used to get wet with his tears. In Hajj, his ihram got wet with his tears. He used to stand the whole night in prayer, his feet used to swell. Allah, he was told in Taif, in Uhud, and so many places. When he goes in Sajda, in the Haram Sharif, intestines of animals are placed on his back. Very Allah, when he is informed that that ummat for whom you sacrifice so much, that ummat today in all the vice dens of the world, the women of the ummat on the haram actions and deeds and stages of the world, dancing and singing, very Allah, how much of pain and injury we are causing to him, especially when he is informed that just a few meters away from his beloved resting place, the filthiest of music can be heard, and the filthiest of pictures can be seen in the hotel rooms. Ay Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Hum bohut gadde hai, mere Allah, lekin tu paak karne wala Allah hai. You love, oh my Allah, forgiveness of sins. Ay Allah, in this Mubarak night, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, you are well aware of every desire that is in the heart of those who have gathered here. Ya Allah, this part of the night, and we got so many young people who are raising their hands before you. What ambitions they have, what desires they have are all well known to you. Oh my beloved Allah, whichever desire is in conformity with the Sharia, oh Allah, fulfill those desires of them. Those who are searching for marriage partners, oh Allah, bless them with good marriage partners. Oh Allah, those women who are not married and searching for good partners, bless them with good partners who will be a protection for their deen and for their iman. اے اللہ ان سب کو تو نیک جوڑ نصیب فرما. اے میرے پیارے خدا, حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے طفیل میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. اے اللہ, the remaining days of Ramadan, bless us with good health, bless us with عافیت, with سلامتی, with عزت, with راحت. یا اللہ, bless us with the توفیق of spending our time correctly. Keep us away, O Allah, from all the fitnas that are in the outside world. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم اد الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.